Now, Sri Aurobindo made a study and he pointed out that the physical development is dependent upon psychological development. This is the new thing that Sri Aurobindo has presented. Slowly, there is a development of consciousness. Behind the physical development, there is a push, there is a force of consciousness. He has given a beautiful example of a steam engine. You know the engine of train. There is a piston and there is a movement coming out of the steam. Now, if you are an outsider, you look at the engine and you see that when there is a piston moving like this, on the top a steam comes out. So you see that the steam's coming out is dependent upon the piston's movement. But if you are inside the engine, you find that you need to produce first steam for the movement of the piston. Piston will not move if there is no steam at all. So then you discover that piston's movement itself is dependent upon the movement of steam, the creation of steam. There must be steam first. Similarly, if you look from outside, you feel that consciousness is produced by physical organs. But when you go inside, you find that physical organs develop, work, function, because consciousness is moving them. So Sri Aurobindo made a tremendous study of evolutionary process and came to this conclusion. Now, in a sense, this idea was already present in the Veda and the Upanishads, so ancient. There was an idea of evolution, but what Sri Aurobindo has presented is a completely comprehensive view of this evolution. And much of the Life Divine is written to explain this psychological evolution as against physical evolution. Now, having said this, I'm saying very rapidly because to do full justice to what Sri Aurobindo said, one has to give so many lectures on this subject itself. But that we shall do later on after when you are after 5-6 years, not immediately. But immediately you can see Sri Aurobindo made a study of this and came to the conclusion that human species, human beings as a species, you know the meaning of species. A species is a distinguishable group of creatures, of organisms, and the distinction of that group is the fact that its own progeny is similar to its parents. That is the mark of a species. The young of the cow is cow. The young of the human being is a human being. So cow is a species, human beings are a species. So a species is a group of creatures whose progeny is similar to the parents. That's the mark of a species. You know, species, there are many kinds of species in this world. Even flowers have got species. Plants are species, trees are species. Any living organism produces its own similar. But at a certain time, there is a sudden change, and that changed group or changed organism produces something quite different from its parents. And then again goes on producing similars. So a new species is created. Now, Sri Aurobindo pointed out that humanity is a species, and it has been struggling and developing. There is no doubt there is a law of struggle. But that struggle is not merely the development of the physical organs. This species has shown that there is so much of psychological stress. Human beings are distinguishable from other species, that human beings are aware of psychological stress, psychological struggle. Even a small child has a psychological struggle to make. Even in a classroom, the child is supposed to remember, and if he does not recite the remembered poem, he fails. The struggle for existence implies a psychological struggle, as it were. So human beings are in a psychological condition of a struggle. Now this struggle has been going on for thousands of years. And that is why the need to study history. What is the struggle of mankind? What is the psychological struggle? And then Sri Aurobindo made a study of the present struggle. After studying the whole history of mankind, Sri Aurobindo has thrown a light upon the present struggle of mankind. What is the nature of the struggle of the human beings today? And his conclusion is that brain is not sufficient. According to Darwin, brain is the most important organ. And no doubt about it, Sri Aurobindo grants that brain is most important, no doubt. But brain is not the summit. All that we human beings can do with the powers of the brain, the human beings have done. It's a tremendous study to say this very confidently, that all that the brain can do, mankind has done. And mankind can go on doing this on and on and on and on and on if it remains only that. But at every movement of roundabout, there will be a greater stress, psychological stress. So there is today a psychological stress in mankind, which is unprecedented, because all that you could do with the brain power, you have done. And you are only repeating that stress again and again and again and again. It is a stage of suffocation. You are able to see today very rapidly what mankind has done, and that is your advantage here, because you can study this history very rapidly, because Sri Aurobindo has done this study, so we are beneficiaries of that study. I will talk to you one day about this in a large way, if you give me some time for 3 hours, only this subject, what has mankind done Why do we say that all that brain power can do has been done? And having done this, you have seen that this is, mankind is not satisfied. If this was the highest that you could do, you'd be satisfied. You have done your highest, best. But having done your best, mankind is not satisfied. And that is the problem of today. With whatever brain power you have, you do your best, and yet you find a problem which you cannot solve, then what do you do? This is the critical moment. Why is it crisis? Yesterday I told you what is a critical moment. You must find a solution. The problem is presented, and that problem has to be resolved, and must be resolved. Not only has to be resolved, but must be resolved. And yet you find it very difficult to resolve. That is crisis. And Sri Aurobindo said, today we have reached a point of a critical moment of evolution. We have been evolving, we have done our very best, and having done our very best, the problems still confront us, and we are not able to solve. And we go round and round, and we find that is we cannot solve the problem. So we find a moment of criticality.